Parades and fireworks are scheduled in Utah today to celebrate the arrival of Mormon pioneers in 1847. Today also is the 19th anniversary of a gruesome murder in Utah. Both events involve acts of faith and Mormon beliefs, according to a new book by best-selling author John Krakauer. He's famous for chronicling the deaths of climbers on Mount Everest. Krakauer's shift from mountains to Mormons has angered the church he targets. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
John Krakauer seems obsessed with obsession, from the lonely Alaskan wanderer in Into the Wild to the climbers in Into Thin Air. Now it's religious violence in Under the Banner of Heaven.
The book is about the nature of faith, and I think faith, you know, it's a double-edged sword, and I think it can be a very dangerous thing. And we all know about Islamic fundamentalists and they're evil. But too few people realize that we have plenty of religious extremism in this country.
Krakauer focuses on American polygamists who derive their framework of faith from the early teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, better known as the Mormon Church. These are people who believe polygamy is a divinely inspired practice and that God speaks directly to them, sometimes with horrific commands.
The man who kidnapped Elizabeth Smart received a revelation from God, and God told him he needed to take 7 additional wives. And poor Elizabeth Smart had the misfortune of being the first of these wives, and he abducted her.
Brian David Mitchell was charged with kidnapping and sexual assault after 15-year-old Elizabeth Smart was rescued from 9 months of captivity. Krakauer writes far more words about polygamist and convicted murderer Dan Lafferty, who killed his own sister-in-law and baby niece.
Because he believed God commanded him to. These murders occurred in 1984, and still he feels no remorse for what he did. It was a terribly brutal crime, but he feels no regret because to this day he believes it was part of God's plan.
Krakauer also details incest, sexual abuse, and more murder among polygamists. But he doesn't stop there. He blames the mainstream Mormon church in part for this aberrant behavior, despite its rejection of polygamy decades ago and its strict intolerance of polygamists now.
They didn't produce these aberrant people, but their faith, their doctrine, gives license and encourages them. It allows them to do this. It gives them the weapon. I mean, it shows them the way. It gives them the path.
It's a little bit like suggesting that Jesus and the early apostles would be responsible for the Spanish Inquisition or for the Crusades.
Mike Otterson is a spokesman for the Mormon Church.
The church leaders teach doctrine and teach principles. And those principles, based, of course, on the gospel of Jesus Christ, teach about how we get on with each other, teach peaceful relations. But you get some aberrant individual years later. How is that the responsibility of the church or the teachings?
Otterson notes that none of the killers, kidnappers, or rapists Krakauer mentions are actually Mormons. But Krakauer says they do share a common Mormon history, which includes polygamy, revelation, and violence. That's irrelevant, says Richard Turley, the senior historian at the church.
The extreme acts which the extremists justify through pointing to distorted aspects of the church's history are not the responsibility of the church itself. The church teaches, thou shalt not kill. If Dan Lafferty and Ron Lafferty choose to violate that directly and commit murder, they become pure and simple murderers who need to be dealt with according to the civil system of the law.
Krakauer wants the church to somehow stem the aberrant application of its history and beliefs.
What I think they should do about it is talk about it, acknowledge their history, acknowledge the dangers. It's not enough for the Mormons simply to crack down and encourage the prosecution of polygamists. I think they need to openly throw light on where it came from and discuss the problem areas of their faith.
Mormon officials say they do some of that already, but they're also sensitive about embarrassing aspects of their history and beliefs, and they worry about how Mormons will be viewed by Krakauer's readers. Church spokesman Mike Otterson.
I think that the great tragedy of a book like this is that it tends to increase prejudice. It makes people feel that their average Mormon neighbor, the people that their kids go to school with, are somehow a latent murderer. That is an appeal to bigotry and narrow-mindedness.
Krakauer says he draws clear distinctions between the world's 11 million faithful Mormons and the violent polygamists in his book. He and the church do agree on one thing. the criticism of Mormon officials has probably boosted sales. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.